Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got details now on the Aaron Rodgers incentives. He's going to make $13 million-ish. $10 million in guarantees. He can get up to about $20 million with some of these incentives. He'll get $500,000 if the Steelers make the playoffs. An extra $600,000 if the Steelers win a wild card game or if they get a bye. So you get the one seed or you win a wild card game. If the Steelers are playing on divisional championship Sunday, then he'll have made made $1.1 extra million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
If they win in the divisional round, he'll get an extra $750,000. If they win the AFC, he'll get $1 million. $1.5 million for a Super Bowl win. $1.5 million for winning the MVP award. What do you think he makes?
I think he makes $1.1 million.
You think they win a playoff game?
Yep.
Harry, do you think they win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Why not?
I don't think he's good enough. I don't think the team as a whole is good enough.
I tend to agree with you. Aaron Rodgers was jettisoned out of Green Bay because he wasn't winning a lot of playoff games anymore. There were some other things going on, obviously. But he wasn't winning a bunch of playoff games anymore. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. This is one of those rare things where I have to see it before I believe it. I think he gets them there. I think they're playing in a playoff game wild card weekend. I don't think they win the division. I'm not sure they don't finish second, though. Like, everyone seems to love the Bengals. Oh, look at what they did. They kept T. Higgins around. Okay. Their defense was trash last year. And they got a new defensive coordinator, which should probably go a long way, but I'm not going to believe that until I see it. I don't think they've got enough good pieces on that side of the ball. Like, everyone's afraid of the Bengals. Oh, the Steelers have the third best quarterback in the division. Okay, yeah, they do. Joe Burrow's elite. Lamar Jackson's a two-time MVP. But I have to factor in the rest of the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think the Steelers may even finish second in the division, especially if they get a number two wide receiver. But will they win a playoff game? I can't get there yet.
Well, I just look at the scenario, as I've said a couple times in the past couple weeks. I think it's going to be who they draw in the playoffs. And I think that they are capable of beating, you know, a team that isn't the Ravens or isn't the Bills in the playoffs. So I think that Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he didn't win many playoff games down the stretch of his Green Bay Packers tenure, but he was still making like NFC championship games.
Yeah.
And he was still getting there. He just couldn't win it.
The quote unquote big one, I guess.
Right. So, and that was a long time ago, I understand. And we know it happened the last 2 years with the Jets, but I think it's going to be them taking care of business against teams that they need to beat during the season, and that would lead them to a playoff matchup that they are capable of winning, and I think that Aaron Rodgers does win that.
He's definitely got a better chance of doing it than Mason Rudolph, yep, which is why I'm on board with this. I was talking to somebody who is intimately involved with the New York Jets yesterday. And this person said that Rodgers, for three games, played like an MVP last season. And that he thought that Rodgers got better down the stretch, clearly was never healthy all year long. And he thought the biggest problem with Rodgers was that they gave him too much say. That they basically let him be his own coordinator. He handpicked his guy. And that Robert Saleh wasn't really cut out to be a head coach. That's what this person said. So if you can give Rodgers a little bit of structure here, which obviously he's not getting Arthur Smith fired. He's not getting Mike Tomlin fired. Maybe he gets his guy in Alan Lazar. We can get to that in a little bit. But it's going to be kind of this happy medium between Rodgers having a say in the offense, but also the continuity that the Steelers have had for our entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think for Rodgers, it's going to be just about playing football. With the Jets, it was, here's the keys to the Mercedes.
Right.
You're fully in charge.
Right.
Like, I do think him being another year removed now from the Achilles injury is a big deal. Now, there haven't been a lot of 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks that have had success. Like, Tom Brady is basically it. But a year removed from Achilles is usually a lot better than in that year right after the Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm optimistic that he's going to play better football than he did last year. I guess that's a long-winded way of me saying it, but because of Mike Tomlin's playoff failures, more than anything else, I'm just not willing to say he's going to get that extra, what is it, $600,000.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think for, in order for Aaron Rodgers to sign with the Steelers, there has to be a compromise, right? There has to be a compromise, and I think he's willing to compromise. I think that he knows he has to run the offense in the structure of the offense. Like, they are going, Arthur Smith is going to sit there in that 6-hour meeting and be like, we're going to run the football. Like, that is, yes, that's our mentality. We want to run the football. So, like, he has to be okay with doing all that stuff, knowing that last year he was just, you know, full on just by himself and, hey, I could do whatever I want. That's why they probably didn't run the football, is because he was out there doing whatever he wanted. But I think he knows deep down, in order to win football games, in order to give himself some help, he needs to run the offense. And then, you know, obviously tinker with certain things that he can do, getting in and out of things that he's good at. But he knows that he needs to run within the offense of running the football and doing different things, and he can't just be the guy that wins games.
Yeah, if he doesn't realize that, then it's not going to go well this year.
Right. Like,
they ran the ball very little last year. In fact, no team ran the ball less than the Jets, and they averaged 4.3 yards per carry. So they weren't even bad at running the football. They just didn't do it very often. I think, to argue against myself, if they're going to win a playoff game, Rodgers is going to have to be the catalyst for, what, 4 or 5 games, something like that. The defense should be pretty good. The defense was good last year until the wheels came off at the end of the season. They were hurt. They played three games in 11 days against some of the best teams in football. The Eagles had the ball for the final 13 minutes of that game. Like, they got worn down. If they run the ball effectively this year with Caleb Johnson behind a young, talented offensive line with the threat of throwing it deep with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, can you allow for the defense to not be terribly worn out by the end of the year?
Right.
You need the defense to have something left. And if you do, okay, you might have a shot in that playoff game. But there needs to be that long-term thought. It can't just be, we need to do what we can to win this game. They need to be thoughtful about the way that they're playing ball. Because you got an old quarterback, you got a defense, or your best players are old. You got to see the forest through the trees.
Well, I mean, and I read something yesterday that, you know, Arthur Smith came up with a plan of an offense that they were going to put in front of Aaron Rodgers whenever they met the first time. And that's what Arthur Smith is good at. I will stand on that. I will stand on him, you know, adapting to his personnel and changing his offense. His offense isn't just a concrete offense, like, hey, this is what I do. Like, no, he alters his offense in kind of, you know, is like the professor in the lab where he has a certain personnel that he just molds his offense to. So there's still a structure around it, but I think that Aaron Rodgers had to have gotten on the same page of what they want to do this year and how they see it going game by game and week by week and month by month.
Yeah, shoot, we saw it last year. First game of the season, let's not screw it up, right, against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
And then with Justin Fields in that Chargers game, they knew the middle of the field was an area that they could exploit, and actually Justin Fields did throw the ball well over the middle of the field. We saw in that Colts game the offense opened up a little bit, and we saw the offense look different when Justin Fields was in there as compared to Russell Wilson. They weren't calling all the same stuff. So I do think you're right that Arthur Smith can be malleable and can change things on the fly and can game plan for a specific opponent. And I think there just needs to be a little bit of give and take. It can't be, oh, this is all Arthur. It can't be, oh, this is all Rodgers, because we saw what it looked like when it was all Rodgers last year. I think a happy medium is probably what they're looking at, like you've said. This was the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, too, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Aaron Rodgers will make an extra $1.1 million if the Steelers advance to the divisional round. Will the Steelers win a playoff game with Aaron?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.